What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Woo! Doug Gottlieb Show.
In the Bonus, iHeartRadio. The radio show is on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. You know, I wanted to get into, and we'll get into it. And then the other part I didn't know we were going to get into because the story literally just happened. So let's start with the one that just happened, where essentially everybody who's an NBA insider, meaning somebody sent out the text, that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade ahead of the February 9th trade deadline. Are you shocked? Right? In the least surprising news of all time, I actually am shocked. Do you know why I'm shocked? Well, that's because I kind of thought they'd been playing pretty well without Kevin Durant and things were going well without Kevin Durant. But I have some speculation that I want to have go with it. But here we are in the dead week before the Super Bowl, where we feign interest in whatever we want to call the football all-star festivities, which we're calling the Pro Bowl, but there's no actual game. And now Kyrie Irving says, hey, I'd like some attention here. I want to be traded. Of course, everybody has to speculate. The one team that has said we think we're one piece away and was just in New York and, oh my God, the timing just happens to work out. Could he mean the LA Lakers? The Lakers clearly want to get rid of Pat Beverly and would probably like to get rid of Russell Westbrook, and both are expiring contracts, but and so too is Kyrie Irving's. But there would have to be some other elements to the deal, like why would Brooklyn want to give up right now when they don't have to? So there's a lot to it. I'm still kind of processing because I saw the news, called somebody, and then we hopped on the podcast. Hey, is Byer there yet or not yet?
Hello. Dan is not here. Nope.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. So Jay Stu, give me your, as we're processing on the fly, what do you think?
You're right. It's not surprising. But I was just thinking the other day, how quiet Kyrie has been since the whole anti-Semitic drama. It's almost like maybe he actually for once listened to some of his handlers, and it's just like, be quiet and play ball. And it's basically just been about basketball. I was just thinking this. So now a week from the deadline, it's about Kyrie again, and everyone's familiar with this thing. I will say this. Have we ever had a Super Bowl week leading up to the Super Bowl with the NBA trade deadline? That seems like two major sports occurrences in the same week. So this is a first for us, right?
I think so. I truly believe so. Yes, I think so. I don't know for a fact, but I think
it sure seems like it. I mean, next week we're going to be, you know, tracking whatever Super Bowl stories happen, and the NFL is supreme, and then this NBA thing has to be tracked. So it'll be a busy week.
Wow, it's kind of stunning. I think it's stunning because, like you said, the timing of it working out with the trade deadline. I mean, how about all the things going on? First, you got in Phoenix, and by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix doesn't make a gigantic move, because if you've watched this year, the shine is off the star in Phoenix. And I don't mean Monty Williams. Everybody respects and likes Monty. It just feels like that version of him, the championship window is closed, as people like to say, because Chris Paul's not that, he's aged right before our eyes. I mean, like, look, the big one to this is, it only really seems to matter if the Lakers go and get him. And what does it mean for Kevin Durant? Those two things. If the Lakers go and get him, and what does it mean for Kevin Durant? But no, I can't remember any moment where the Super Bowl has been overshadowed by the trade deadline from the NBA. Stunning. But the guy is an incredible talent. And because he's an incredible talent, there will be some form of market out there. I just don't know what that market looks like. You know? I mean, you go around the NBA and you're like, all right, so Kyrie will only want to go somewhere where he feels like he can win. Who would want Kyrie? Feel like they could deal with Kyrie, and Kyrie would want to go there because he still does. Those guys still do maintain that level of power. You know, did you know the Kings have the third best record in the West? Is that the weirdest thing ever?
I was just looking at the standings to see where the Nets are, and I just saw that as well. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What is this? 2002.
It's a weird one.
Hey, by the way, not only is the trade deadline coming up, but what, LeBron's likely going to break that record during a home game next week. So the NBA might just steal the press.
Yeah, and it's not like you have that big of storylines, you know?
Did you know the Kelce brothers are playing in this game?
Apparently they are, yeah. And, oh, I got one. Did you know Andy Reid used to coach the Philadelphia Eagles?
So it's the Andy Reid Bowl, too. Wow.
Oh.
There are two, both quarterbacks are black for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
The other story, or the other topic I wanted to get into, was Andy Reid. And yes, we joked around about that he had coached the Philadelphia Eagles. But remember, he's basically lost two sons to football. You know, one's in jail, the other one died of an overdose at training camp with the Eagles. And I'm interested. I don't know how much of it is going to be discussed. Tom Rinaldi works for Fox now. Tom is amazing. Tom can make anyone's story sing while making you cry while watching it. Tom Rinaldi is awesome. But what's fascinating about this is, does Fox even delve into Andy Reid and the boys at home? And, you know, I think it's a very humanizing story that any successful father has to concern themselves with is, hey, in order to make it in business, you know, I got to go all in. But when you go all in, not only do you run the risk of not being at home, but you know, it's just hard to be a parent when you're not there. And football coaches, I mean, this is a ridiculously challenging job, one in which they spend hours upon hours at the facility. The one of the reasons so many coaches' sons go into coaching is they get to be around their dads. That's just the reality of it. Andy Reid lost essentially two sons on some level to substance abuse. And I don't know how likely that would have been to have happened if he wasn't a head coach and wasn't a successful one. But every stat will tell you, you know, the more you're around, the less likely your kids are to have those issues. That's just the reality of it. Affluence can bring that on, right? Because you got extra money to spend. You got access to anything and anyone. And also you don't have that father figure at home watching over you. And that can cause it as well. Jason, do you think the guys, like Rinaldi's guys, they get into that angle of the story?
It sure doesn't seem like it's going that route. You know, I think the Fox National stuff, and this kind of speaks to their pregame show too, they really love doing fluffy stuff for non-NFL. Like, there are diehard fans that kind of listen to sports talk radio and really eat up the NFL, and then there's people that watch the NFL on Sundays casually, and I think that's what Fox kind of relates to with their programming. I don't know if this is going to be in there because it's such a negative thing. It's like a, it just doesn't seem to be their brand to go after, not even go after, just to kind of even bring this up. Because Andy Reid, as we talked the other day, he's just such a, like a easy guy to like, his public persona. You know, he does those commercials and he's very likable, and every interview he does, he's always got a good sense of humor. So I don't know if you want to do like a record scratch story about Andy Reid at this point, you know?
No, I completely understand. And I agree with you. But it is part of the entire story, right? Like, his life had to be a mess. Like, just how do you go to the facility? How do you go to training camp when your son died in his room at training camp? And yet he's a football coach. He had to find a way to coach football, and he did with Kansas City. And he hasn't necessarily remade himself. He's always been a well-liked guy, but now seemingly more, even more jovial and having fun. And incredibly good at his job. But of course, you know, his other son got a, you know, had a vehicular homicide charge against him while he's in Kansas City. Like, that I kind of think it's unavoidable, but I agree with you. I think they will avoid it. And it's interesting because I don't know how much Andy would talk about it, but those types of humanizing things, it can happen to the best fathers, to the worst fathers. Like, it can happen. But there is something too when you're always out of pocket, you know, that these things can't have a higher likelihood of happening.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to what the Fox says. Let's start here as Colin Cowherd had this to say about Aaron Rodgers and the Dolphins.
Miami kind of feels like what I would do. Single, no kids, 3-4 more years, super brilliant offensive coach from the 49ers system. Aaron's gotten beat by that 49ers system multiple times. He just got beat by, you know, Garoppolo not long ago. An inferior quarterback to him. He's thinking, God, if I had that system, you can get it in Miami. I got the left tackle. David Bakhtiari is his best friend on the Packers, so he loves his left tackles, right? You got one. Super fast veteran wide receiver Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki's a better than average tight end, good running backs. No state tax, lot to do, fun city. I know y'all love Tua. He's the nicest kid in the world, but every time you tell me everybody loves him, it's a Fitzpatrick. It's Deshaun Watson. It's a Tom Brady rumor. It's a Sean Payton. We're moving on. Sorry if I'm a little skeptical about that one. And I also think the division, the Jets don't have a quarterback. New England's got one, but he's limited. And it looks like Josh Allen and the Bills are regressing.
Okay. I mean, they're over the salary cap. I don't see the Miami one happening. We're all just kind of speculating the Jets. First, he has to want to be traded, and they have to want to trade him. He has to want to be traded, and they have to want to trade him. So I before we get ahead of ourselves, and then there's the aspect of cap space and what they would send back in return. I don't see that one happening. Just don't. Craig Carton and James Jones had this exchange about the 49ers quarterback situation.
First off, Jimmy ain't even going to have a chance to come out here and compete with Trey. And now when you hear stuff like this come out, well, you know, hey, you know, Trey got to stay healthy. You know, we're going to see how this thing go. It makes you think, like you said, it really might be a quarterback competition.
Well, I think
it really might be them splitting reps with the ones and all that type stuff. And you know, that scares me because I truly believe that Trey Lance should be
the guy. Well, I do have a master's degree in coach speak, which benefits me in situations like this, okay? So let me walk you through. It's like, you know, when you buy one of them apps and it teaches you how to speak Italian in 3 days, and you're like, it's 3 days, I can't speak Italian, but I can order pizza. I do have a master's in it. So what he is saying there is, we have to make Trey Lance think he's got to earn the job. Mm-hmm. Everything's been handed to this kid. Yeah. Like a lot of great athletes get things handed to them. Okay. He barely played in college.
Yeah.
And then they give up all those first-round draft picks to get him. This is mental gymnastics. Hmm. They are playing mind games with Trey Lance. They don't want him to show up and just assume, oh, it's my job.
Yeah.
And now you've got a guy over 7-8 games in Brock Purdy that at least showed you, I can run an offense that scores 30 points a game. That's all this is.
Yeah.
You're right with what you said all week. They want Trey Lance to be their guy.
No doubt.
They think he is their franchise quarterback, but they want him to be uneasy.
And
they want him to be somewhat insecure because, as you guys can both speak to, insecurity is what fuels your greatness.
No doubt about it.
Insecurity is what fuels your greatness. I got it. I understand it. Okay. I think, like, I don't know where the Niners go with this one. I just don't. I think there's a very, very good chance that it's a veteran quarterback that doesn't make a lot of money. You know, it's a veteran quarterback that doesn't make a lot of money. Purdy's done for the year. Take him off the thing. Trey Lance, I just, if they thought Trey Lance had a chance, they wouldn't have made the moves that they made. And there's been no one who says, hey, we still want Trey Lance. Maybe it's because he had an injury, but there was no one waiting on bated breath for Trey Lance to come back and be healthy. I just think they kind of mentally and emotionally move on. You know, could a Baker work in that? Maybe. You know, maybe. There's a lot of hungry guys out there that they may think are better options. But also remember, like, rent's coming due with Nick Bosa. He's going to have to get a new deal. They're in win-now mode, and I don't think they feel like they can depend upon a young quarterback. Here's Charles Barkley talking to Dan Patrick about LeBron this morning.
LeBron, I think, has the greatest story, not just in basketball history, in sports history. We've never had a player, because as great as Kobe and Kevin Garnett, McGrady, and all those guys were, people forget they struggled when they came into the NBA. I've said this before. LeBron coming in at 18, being pretty good from the first day, and never really getting in trouble, especially when people are out to get you in today's social media, camera phones everywhere. I think he's had the greatest sports story of all time. And it's amazing that he's doing this 20 years later. But to be great from day one, or really good from day one, and never get in trouble, I think it's the greatest sports story of all time.
Okay. I think, I don't know if it's the greatest sports story of all time. I mean, lots of guys have never gotten in trouble. But I do think that LeBron, you know, the complicated part of the LeBron James story is he hasn't gotten in trouble. He's married to the same woman. He seems like he's a good, I mean, he's a really good dad. Right, like that. The truth is, I don't think any of it should be or has been made personal. And his personal life, if you want to factor it in, has to be a win for anybody. That's a fair way of saying it. But I also think that I don't really understand the personal life thing. Like, Larry Bird never got in trouble. Kareem never got in trouble. That I'm aware of. You know, Magic was never in trouble. You know, obviously there were stories of Magic being out in the town, but I don't know if that's considered trouble. Jordan, there was the gambling, but where everybody tells us that wasn't trouble. So, or maybe it's that he came in at 18, but lots of those dudes that came in at 18. Kobe did get in. He had the incident in Denver or in Eagle County, Colorado. So I think the thing that's amazing about LeBron is his longevity, his dedication to his body, his dedication to his craft, and the fact that he's not, scoring is not what he's ever been known for or done best, and yet he's the all-time scoring leader. What does the fuck say?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's welcome in Bill Krakenberger, professional sports bettor, along with Jeff Schwartz and Brian Noe, new co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. They'll take you all the way to kickoff of Fox Sports Radio and iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. Bill, let's go to the big game, which we're, you know, a little bit more than a week away from. And obviously, you know, you'd think Pat Mahomes is going to be healthy, but it does feel like they won't have Mecole Hardman. You look at the number for the Super Bowl, and it's Eagles now by 1.5. The over-under is 50. Of those two, which is the line that you're most intrigued by?
Well, let me tell you, thanks for having me on. First, the sharp guys now, you know, are all Kansas City, which actually surprises me. But yet, as we speak, I'm getting off the highway to go make some bets. And that's what I'm running around Vegas now, because if you want to bet your overs earlier in the week or earlier in the Super Bowl time, then unders closer to game time. So as far as what I just said, though, I was just at a sports book that told me, the manager of the sports book, which I'm not going to mention, but it's a giant book, by the way. They're writing 85% of the money that comes in on the Eagles. Even though the line, which went up to 2.5 at one time, minus 2.5, the Eagles is down to minus 1.5. There may be a rogue two out there, but they're writing 85% Eagles money. And if that continues to be the trend, I could see myself being on Kansas City. I like to bet against the public, but I'd maybe like to grab that. By the way, a point is very valuable during these play. Like to grab the one, normally not a key number, 3, 7, you know, maybe 4, 10, they're the key numbers. With games like this, you'd be surprised to know games like this and just even in the playoffs, because of the overtime and the different rules they have, teams may go for two here. You know, you just don't know. The one could be an important number in a game like this. So if guys are out there, if you want to bet this game, I would take, if you want to bet the Eagles, maybe just wait until the Eagles go down to -1, which I think it's going to close at, by the way. I think the game will close Eagles 1. At least there'll be a couple of them out there. So you want to wait for that. But if you're going to take Kansas City, I would take them now. And the sharp money line, which I said at the beginning of the conversation, I know some sharp syndicate groups, sports betting syndicate groups, that are all over Kansas City things. I mean, they're over. I find myself, even this morning, I just pulled out of a casino. I like betting unders on player props, but I'm finding myself betting overs. I just bet Mahomes over 3.5 rushing attempts, over 3.5, -120. I bet over Mahomes yards. My guys think that he's healthy. He's ready to go. He'll throw a lot of those underneath passes.
He's actually healthy enough in this game that it's a go, that we could bet overs on Mahomes. And contrarily, I'm actually going by the time the game comes around here, I'll probably have under on Hurts yards. So we're thinking over on Kansas City's quarterback, under on Philadelphia's quarterback. But as far as the prop bets, I'll have 80% of my betting to do on Super Bowl Sunday, because I'm looking to bet under on a lot of things, and I'm just waiting for all that over money to come in, hoping all these square sports books out there, I'm hoping there's going to be liquidity on the unders. They've been really good to me the last 2 weeks, last two rounds of playoffs. So looking to bet unders the day of the game.
Okay. This game, is it – how big a handle do you think this game is in comparison to the last couple Super Bowls?
This is going to beat everything. This we have like 30, 35 states legal now. This will be the number one volume and maybe even the biggest hold ever, because you have people betting both sides. You have people – sports books will be in positions here where they don't care really – a lot more. They really won't even care who wins the game. They'll win. You know, 1.8 million on one side and 1.9 million on the other side. And that's the goal. It never happens. You know, it's more like maybe 3 million on one side, a million on the other side. They'll make money in the end, booking two way. And there won't be any sports books. Listen, I don't ever remember. We had one losing year here in Vegas. I think the books had one losing year where they lost maybe 5-6%. They don't lose. They only win. They only win. That's just the way it happens. So I just think this is going to be a big, big year of volume. Listen, everyone, Doug, now, everyone thinks they can bet sports now. From literally from housewives and everyone thinks everyone wants to bet on the big game. We're not allowed to call it Super Bowl out here in Vegas, by the way. It has to be called the big game legally. So everyone's betting on the big game out here. Everyone's betting on the Super Bowl in other states. People have to have a bet, whether it's a box pool or – and by the way, the casinos offer box pools now. Legal box pools, which we've all had, office pools our whole life. Casinos offer them now on their betting apps. And it's just amazing, really, where this has come full scale. I think this will be a giant, giant sports book for the casinos. But I'll be honest with you. I'm looking for a giant sport. Giant Super Bowl, I meant to say. For myself, I'm actually headed Wednesday to Encore Boston. I'm going to drive down through Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, drive down to Atlantic City. In 3 days, I'll have ridiculous amounts of volume, and I'll be flying back here. It's amazing. I live in Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm flying out of state because we don't have those sports books. Are not legal here. I can't bet the Win app. I can't bet BetMGM app. I can't bet the DraftKings, FanDuel. These apps I can't bet. I have to go out of state to bet them. They're not legal yet in this state.
Okay, I'm interested in those props. You said you have a bunch of under props. The prop that jumps out to you most when you see it, you're like, "This is the one I'm all over."
Yeah, I'm gonna have under on player props, and I probably will. This is not gonna be a favorite one. People aren't gonna like this. It's very ugly. I'll probably have under Kelce at the eclipse of the number. Now, what I mean by that is, like last week, I had under 78.5 yards here in town. There was 81.5. There was 80.5. There was 78.5. I got under 80.5. I got under 78.5. But I did not bet the under 75s and 72s. Don't you know it landed right on 78? I actually won by half a yard. I'll do that again, but I expect to have a bigger number this week. I expect to have to find the number by game time. It may be mid 80s. I'll look to go under on Kelce. I'm looking to go under on anything the public is betting over on, except Mahomes. Now, this is a rare year where I'm actually betting over Mahomes on some stuff. So I'm going to give you a big name there. I'm going to give you a big name of Kelce. And I also, here, I'll give you a giant, giant bet that's going to be big for me. I'm hoping, I don't think in volume that the listeners will take my line away from me. I didn't bet this yet. I'm looking to bet under touchdown passes by these quarterbacks. I like that you can get under 1.5 plus 2-1. I just seen. I'm looking to get maybe even better. I seen even though I'm betting Mahomes over yards, under 2.5 touchdowns. A guy's got to beat me and throw 3 touchdowns. Jesus, I just don't see him throwing 3 touchdowns. So I do like under on 2.5 from him, under on 1.5 from Hurts. There's some big unders I'm going to be betting. I'll never bet over on touchdown passes. It's only going to be under. So there's 3 big bets I'll be making by the time the ball's in the air.
Awesome stuff. Bill Krakenberger joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, professional sports gambler. Is there any way to bet on the Pro Bowl?
No, I don't even know the line. I actually don't even know the line of the game.
Well, there's no game. There's no game. It's like a skills competition in flag football game.
Yeah, because they don't want to get the
Was there a handle on that in previous years? Did people bet on it previously?
Oh, definitely. Oh, the Pro Bowl always had a line. It always had a lot of betting, believe it or not. This year, I think people aren't even looking at it, to be honest with you. I don't think people are even looking at that game being in a skills competition game. But then again, by the time the game, you know, starts, you never know. There could be some stuff leaked out from the press or, you know, a reporter or something that maybe you'll find a nugget of information just, you know, paying attention to social media and contact I have even. I'm not going to say I won't have a bet. I may.
Awesome stuff. Bill, appreciate you. Safe travels to your destination where you can't do the bets that you want to do the bets in Vegas. We look forward to talking to you as the big game gets closer. Thanks for being our guest in the bonus pod.
Thanks, Doug.
Bill Krakenberger, along with Jeff Schwartz, Brian Nell, co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. They always take you up to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. Let's find out who's annoying.
And now, it's your annoying.
Go ahead there, Jay Stu.
I have to admit, I have an interesting variety to choose from today. How about we start with, is it Kara Lawson?
Kara Lawson.
I want to say she's like Hall of Fame player. Coaches at Duke.
Not a Hall of Fame player.
Okay. So
she played it's not like Naismith Hall of Fame. I don't think she's women's basketball. I'm like Tennessee Hall of Fame. She played at Tennessee. Used to be an analyst for ESPN men's and women's and the Sacramento Kings. And she's the head coach at Duke. Go ahead.
I guess they played recently against Florida State with a man's ball in the first half. And
that's funny.
I guess she tried to protest or something, but this is what she said about it.
This would never happen in a men's game. This would never happen. This just wouldn't happen. And it's embarrassing for our sport. And to have a game that at the end of the season could be the difference between a seed, between a title, my players don't deserve that, and neither do their players. It's a complete failure. And you can figure out who the people I'm talking about that failed. The sport and our players and both teams.
Doug, I'll let you have this one, but both teams played with the bigger ball, right? I mean, she lost the game. Both teams played with the men's ball in the first half, and then they adjusted to the women's ball in the second half.
How'd they not know?
Yeah, like 3 minutes in, weren't they? Wait a minute.
3 minutes in, the second you grab a ball, how would you not know? Right? How would you not know? I mean, like, who is she talking about? She's talking about the refs? You know, part of this is, in all honesty, I don't know if you know this, like, and I'm sure you haven't been to a women's college basketball game, but the women officials, they don't let their coaches even talk to them. So, I mean, I could see a scenario where you're sitting there going like, wait, dude, we wanted to ask the ref. We thought it was the wrong basketball, but they won't actually even talk to us, you know? So I think the whole thing is freaking fascinating. But yeah, I mean, making it out like it's everybody's fault other than you were there, you're the coach, your players didn't say anything, nobody said anything? That's crazy to me.
I guess the captains at the beginning of the game, one of their duties is to check out the ball.
Yeah, to some level, sure.
but back to my original point, like she's kind of pissed because they lost the game and it's a crucial game with the conference and stuff. Both teams played with the ball, right?
Yes.
So I'm not sure how one team was given an advantage over the other.
No,
yeah,
they were not.
That's crazy.
They were not.
So you know the Tony Romo thing has taken on a life of its own this week because what's his face? Is it Marchand?
Marchand.
He's been writing about it, and he won't let this go. This is like a dog on a bone. And he reported earlier in the week that CBS last offseason went to Tony Romo's place for an quote-unquote intervention about his broadcast style. And then he went to our friend Jennifer Sautel, which I know you know well.
Sabatel.
That's what I meant. It's so well that you know her name. And she says – that is blatantly untrue. I'm not going to characterize it as an intervention. We go to we talk to all of our talent about broadcasts, and this is just one of those things. So I wanted to kind of give you a chance to talk about CBS PR and how they've positioned themselves in this whole thing.
Yeah, I will. You ready?
Go ahead.
Jen Sabatel is the worst human being that I've ever worked with. The way she treats other human beings who question her is fireable any place other than CBS. She has a black heart. I'll give you an example. Okay, I'll give you an example. Phil Simms is a close friend of mine. There is a great deal of mutual respect. He was incredibly, and still is incredibly kind to me. And during my time at CBS, he would send me notes when I was doing a game about how much he enjoyed my game broadcasts. Here's the part that it gets interesting. So I'm texting back and forth with Phil, and I said, hey, man, when can I get you on radio? Like, I'm struggling to go through Jen being Jen Sabatel. And he's like, I'm just at home. Like, when do you want me? And I was like, today? Sure. What time? And I don't know, 4:10. Done. So we have Phil Simms on. And I forget what the mini controversy was over. It was something Dallas Cowboys related. I can't remember what it was. And maybe he had said something or something Cowboys related, and I wanted to have him on. And it was something that he had said. Maybe it was about Tony Romo or whatever. And mid-interview, Jen Sabatel, and remember, my show there was not only on CBS Sports Radio, it was on CBS Sports Network, which was a cable is a cable station controlled by the CBS Broadcast Center down the street. So part of it is they don't really know the New World Order. The New World Order is, right, like that it's all connected. And, you know, you should have CBS TV personalities on CBS Sports Network and CBS Radio. And I was the only simulcast national show. She proceeds to launch a tirade that had at least 15 curse words that if I said them to anyone else that I work with, I would at minimum be suspended and very likely be fired. Right? Very likely be fired. She had, in another instance, done that to me, at which point I said, I don't know who you're talking to, Jen, but you simply can't talk to people like that. Which she said, fuck you. You don't know who you're fucking dealing with. I grew up with a father who'd let you know exactly how he felt, exactly when he felt it. I played for coaches that way. It ain't me. Okay. This is about the people I worked with. As for Romo, it's pretty simple. Like, everyone's saying it. Tony's got a $180 million contract. They ain't getting rid of him. They're just not. You know, they're just not getting rid of him. So You do the best you can with what you got. I do believe that they had some sort of do better talk. It hadn't improved. Now it's out in the New York Post. It's embarrassing to CBS, I'm sure. It's embarrassing to Tony Romo. I would expect him to be at least modestly better next year. But I don't know. Like, Tony's the type of guy that, like, what do I give a shit? I have $180 million coming. I got $100 million in the bank. I got a great life, whatever. You'll know, by the way, If Romo doesn't care, if he's out, if you don't see him around the Masters and some of the other CBS golf stuff, that's a great telltale sign, because those guys, they all play golf together. That was honestly the mistake I made, is I went home to my family, and those guys, they just do golfing stuff together, and I wasn't really into it. Not that I don't like golf or I don't like those guys. It's just time taken away from the other things that matter when you're doing a radio show and you're doing college basketball. So that's how you'll know if Romo really wants to get better.
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
All right, I saw this one. This is Bomani Jones. He's got his HBO show that people don't really watch. I actually think Bomani has a lot of good qualities. He and I would differ greatly on a bunch of things, and the time slot on ESPN Radio I used to occupy, and I've occupied on now Fox Sports Radio, we were doing great. And when he took it over, he wasn't doing great. But this is not about competitiveness. This is about an interview with, is it Jake Paul? Is that who it was?
Yep, Jake Paul.
Take a listen.
After Tommy Fury, where do you go from there? Like, what happens if you lose one of these fights?
I don't plan on losing. You know, I don't train to lose. Maybe that I feel like that's probably like your mindset. You know, a lot of people try to project their mindsets
I ain't no projecting of a mindset. My question is, this is work because we're all surprised that you keep winning these fights, right? But if somebody does beat you, how much interest stays in this when it stops being surprised?
They won't. And I'm going to be honest, bro. I don't know who the fuck you are. My PR team set up this interview.
All I know about you is that people don't like you.
That's amazing.
I love that.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I don't know who the fuck you are. And Bomani, and this is where, again, this is where Bomani's really good. I mean, that was really, really quick. Because a lot of guys, they panic and they're like, blah, 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 and Bomani did not flinch at all. That one just, why can we play that for you? Because we can. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Next week we'll be live in Phoenix. And because the podcast, I'm sure there'll be a ton of good interviews that land here. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft. For more information, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.